Now, financial freedom is something we all strive for, but some of us don't quite know how to achieve it. This morning, we are joined by life coach Harriet Castle to discuss how women can financially empower themselves in today's economy. Harriet, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, great to be here, Jess. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you recently launched a new program with probably the best title I've heard in a really long time. It's called the Spiritual Rich Bitch Academy.
Tell us a
little bit about that.
Well, I've been working as a life coach for quite a long time, background in organisational development and all that kind of crazy executive stuff. But what I was seeing was so many women are afraid to talk about money, and they see it almost as this very masculine thing. But it's so important that we, you know, help other women to become more empowered around money. So I really changed my offering and brought in the money element because so many of my clients are saying, oh, my God, I just need more money help. And it's become a really big piece. It's become such an important piece of what I'm offering now. Yeah.
So exactly what do you explore in the academy? What is it that you're trying to teach women?
Absolutely. Well, one, the first piece is to get super duper clear about what you want from life, because without being super clear and having clarity, it's very hard then to bring in the money that you want. But the second piece is to understand, Jess, really around what is your money story? Now, what I mean when I say that, because you're probably going, what is she talking about? Everyone has a money story. It is like your blueprint. So when you were born, I was born, all of our listeners were born, you are told certain things like, you know, oh, money doesn't grow on trees. People like us can't afford that. People like me can't get wealthy. I'm just one of the workers. And when you really explore in the programs, what we do together is around what your money story is or what your blueprint is. You can then start to address that and start to create a new story. So, you know, like rewriting your story. So you're setting yourself up for success rather than, because, you know, if you've been working hard trying to save money, but you keep finding you're on the same loop going round and round and round, never getting ahead, particularly for women. If anyone relates to this, I certainly did. No matter how much you earn, it's probably your money story that's keeping you stuck where you are, and
wow,
you won't progress, yeah, until you identify it.
Well, yeah. I had never thought of it like that, but it is making so much sense now that I am, because when I was a kid, it was the same thing. It was money doesn't grow on trees. It was, you know, we can't do these things because they're very, very expensive. And you do kind of get stuck in that cycle almost.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And it's so unconscious, Jess, that we're with it every day. And it even determines our choices with purchasing. If we don't believe that we can afford it or we're worth it, we'll go for that home brand, you know, the Woolies brand,
yeah,
versus perhaps the brand we truly want. And it flows through into all aspects of our life, because the money and that abundance piece really dictates everything, where we live, how we live, the quality of our life.
Mm.
Really important to identify that blueprint first.
Absolutely. What are some of the signs you would say women in particular should be looking out for that might indicate they need to make a bit of a change in their life, a bit of a change to their money blueprint?
Yeah. When you hear yourself, when you become aware of how you're speaking to yourself, just around, oh, I can't afford that. If your first response is to say, oh, I can't afford that, or, you know, I'm not going to buy that sort of high-end pair of shoes because people like me don't do that, or I'll never be able to do that, I'll never be able to travel. I hear this one, it breaks my heart when I hear women say, oh, look, I can't, I'll never be able to travel. So that's my dream. That's just a dream. I'll never be able to do that. Or another one is, I'm staying with my partner, whether that be male or female, it doesn't matter, because I'm dependent on them financially. And that is just a tragedy when there's such an unhappy relationship and people won't leave because of money. So these are the beliefs that you can start to pick up, and the very basics. So if you catch yourself saying, I can't afford that, this is where, you know, you probably need to do some work on your money story.
Definitely a bit of a trigger point. And I think too, with generations and, you know, hundreds of and thousands of years of kind of the patriarchy building women as being dependent, especially financially, it kind of becomes quite socially ingrained in people. It's definitely time to start readdressing that and reassessing that and giving women more financial empowerment, which is why I think that your program is so fantastic. Now, tomorrow is Mother's Day. There are lots of mummies out there. What are some tips you would have for mums to kind of earn their own and live their life?
Oh, great question, and I love that because I'm a mummy too. I'm actually a single mummy with three kids, so running a business, I can talk very authentically from that, Jess. One, if you cannot get out there and be in a day job, and a day job is only one way to earn money, there are plenty of things you can do as a side hustle. You know, you can, seriously, if you just want to earn $100 a month, if that's going to make a difference, you can do surveys online. You can sell your creative services on things like Fiverr.com. And don't sneer at this, but I've got friends who are nurses who want to reduce their hours. They're doing things like multi-level marketing just in their couple of hours a week and earning an extra $500 or $600 a month. So if you can't leave the house, you've got little kids and you choose not to be in a day job, I totally support that and encourage you to look at what are the other options you can do and start saving some money. Guys, get a grip on where your money is going. There are free apps like Money Brilliant, that's an Australian app, it's free. You download it, put it on your phone and it can track where you're spending. But first of all, know your money story and become aware. Really, self-awareness is where it all starts.
Absolutely. I tell you what, my mum, she was a single mum, two kids. She had so many side hustles. She was was the queen. She still is the queen of side hustles. So
maybe we should interview her.
Harriet, it's an absolutely wonderful thing that I think a lot of people should really become more in touch with. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Have an awesome weekend. And happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful humans out there.
And to you as well. Thanks, Harriet.
Thanks, Jess. See you later.